USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That's a top military official for the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces announcing that ISIS has lost its last bit of territory in Syria. He says they're declaring a 100% territorial defeat of the terrorist organization and bringing an end to the caliphate. Despite the loss of territory, ISIS is still regarded as a major security threat in the region and around the world. President Trump's lawyers are happy that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has finished his investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. election, saying in a statement that they're pleased Mueller's office has delivered its report to the U.S. Attorney General William Barr. They say Barr will determine the appropriate next steps. Democrats want all of it released. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Having or handing out a manifesto written by the 28-year-old Australian man who's charged with killings in Christchurch will be illegal in New Zealand. The Office of Film and Literature Classification there saying that the document, which is filled with anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rants, is objectionable under the law. The New Zealand chief censor says the move's been made because the manifesto is what he calls a type of publication deliberately constructed to inspire further murder and terrorism. A survivor of the Parkland, Florida high school shootings has died of an apparent suicide last weekend. 19-year-old Sydney Aiello, the recent grad of the school, taking her own life, according to her mother. She was close friends with shooting victim Meadow Pollock and felt survivor's guilt, and her mother says she was struggling with college because of her fear of being in the classroom. Pope Francis accepting the resignation of Chile's top Catholic official in that country's sex abuse scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
It seems a flood protection project at a U.S. Air Force base in Nebraska will be coming a little too late to help this year. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent reporting from Omaha.
Missouri River water managers were just a few weeks away from starting a long-awaited $30 million project to raise the two levees closest to Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska when the epic Nebraska flood of 2019 blew up their plans. The board of the Papio-Missouri River Natural Resources District, the regional watershed manager, gave a final nod to the plans last month. Then came the flood. About a third of the Air Force Base was flooded. At one point, 2,000 miles of state highways were shut down by flooding. That's now down to a few hundred miles. Lieutenant Matt Sutter with the State Patrol reminds motorists that as water recede, they could still be dangerous.
Still having some standing water on the roadways. We're trying to assess if the roads are still intact underneath that water. So anytime you see that standing water, it's never a good idea to drive on that because what we're discovering when the water is receding, a lot of times the roadway is no longer there.
That's why motorists are being told not to drive around barricades. Reporting from Omaha, Nebraska for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And at least $625 million will be on the line for tonight's Powerball drawing. There was no big winner last Wednesday night, so the jackpot will be the fourth largest in Powerball history, the grand prize having rolled over two dozen times since January. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.